The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Isaac Wangler, pastor of Abundant Life Ministries of Jefferson. He is the guest of Representative Thompson of Green. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Carson Hoffman, member of the United States Naval Sea Cadets from Liscombe, guest of Representative Thompson of Green.
Let us pray. Father God, creator of all, we ask you today for your guidance as these men and women of Iowa legislate on behalf of the people. Give them the wisdom by your spirit to execute their duty of upholding our Constitution. We pray that behind every vote cast and committee held, you, God, would remind of those rights upon which America was founded, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Remind us also, Lord, of eternity, which we will all face one day, and how our decisions today will affect that coming time. Finally, God, we ask you today that you would protect our great country, exposing and aiding in the destruction of threats to freedom. God, we ask you to continue blessing America. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction to bills.
House File 2425 by Shipley, a bill for an act requiring that school districts include a life-affirming message on student identification cards and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment. Referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2426 by Hall and others, a bill for an act relating to the state and school anti-harassment, anti-bullying policies, providing for a competitive grant school to provide related training and providing for climate, school climate and bullying prevention work group.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2427 by Pritchard, a bill for an act relating to the National Guard Service Scholarship Program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2428 by Ellert and others, a bill for an act relating to child care facilities, including license and registration and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2429 by Osmondson, a bill for an act relating to awarding of joint custody and joint physical care.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2430 by Wheeler, a bill for an act relating to the establishment of a cold case investigation unit within the Department of Public Safety.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2431 by Shipley, a bill for an act eliminating controlled counterfeit, simulated, imitated, or precursor substance-related offense, criminal offenses and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2432 by Judge, a bill for an act related to the manufacturing, sales, and consumptions of certain products containing hemp, making penalties applicable and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2433 by Baxter and others, a bill for an act creating a life imprisonment review committee to recommend communicant or reconsideration of a sentence of a Class A felony serving a sentence of life imprisonment without possibility of parole.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2434 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to the County Emergency Medical Services by modifying provisions related to the optional tax for emergency medical services.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2435 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act related to background checks for employees, students of certain facilities, providers, programs, and agencies.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2436 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the penalty of public employees and public officials taking money from a public employer.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2437 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the requirements of licensees under the purview of the Dental Board relating to orthodontist services.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2438 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the health data, including the collection and the use of hospital data, and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar. We'll now proceed to our Black History Month Prisoner of the Day. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. E.E. Perkins, an African-American and a former Navy CB, is who I want to highlight in my presentation for Black History Month. For those of you who don't know what a Navy CB is, a CB is a long acronym for construction battalions, the letters C and B, the military construction units for the Navy and Marine Corps. I met Perk, everyone called him Perk, in September 1970 in Gulfport, Mississippi. Perk and I were in the same barracks, and the first thing we learned was our CB battalion, Mobile Construction Battalion 74, was deploying to Vietnam for the fourth time the next month. CBs were to receive a month of military training prior to shipping off to Vietnam, and for those who had been in the battalion over the summer, they had gone to Camp Lejeune for that training. Perk and I and about 100 other late arrivals missed that training, so the Navy brought the Marine Corps trainers to Mississippi. And while undergoing that transformational experience, we shared many unique and memorable events that probably only the Marine veterans here might understand. I learned that Perk was someone to stay close to when shooting started, even though blanks were being fired at that time. Now fast forward about 4 months, and Perk and I and 70 other CBs were ordered to a new job site in Vietnam. We were to build a new base camp at the foot of Buda Mountain at Nui Te Ku. The road to the top of the mountain was to be carved out of the overgrowth and blacktop, and a heat-seeking radar detection unit was to be installed on top of Buda Mountain. This isolated area required the equipment operators, which Perk was one of those, to go out 2 weeks early and build a 7-mile-long dirt road to access the job site at the base of the mountain. Perk and the other equipment operators had finished the road, but had been under sniper fire and had to add armor to the dozers and trucks for their protection. This road was the only access, and all of our supplies had to come in by truck to our base camp we were building. The road was an easy target for the VC in the area, and a minesweeping team that we organized had to go out every time a convoy left or was coming in. And to protect that minesweeping team, twin 50 caliber electrically controlled machine guns were mounted in the back of a deuce and a half truck. Perk volunteered to drive that truck and provide the fire cover if needed. And for 3 months, Perk took that truck as the lead vehicle in every convoy in or out of our base. And when snipers started shooting at our equipment operators that were building the road up the side of the mountain, Perk took his truck and escorted them to the job site and stayed with them for protection every day. Rank didn't mean much at this remote job site. All of us understood the situation. We were isolated, didn't have any other military units within 15 miles. And when I reflect back on that time, I think of Perk and the stand he took for all of us. I don't remember any other CB volunteering to relieve Perk or to share the risk. Perk survived this assignment, as we all did, maybe because of his daring to provide the needed defense for all of us. And Perk didn't receive a medal for his heroism. He didn't seek one, nor did he ever seek advancement. He never rose above E3 in his time of service. In my book, he so deserved the thanks we gave him, but he deserved so much more. Perk never sought personal gain or glory for his action, and he risked his life daily for all of us. And for that, I'm proud to present the unsung story of a true American hero. But I'm not finished with the story of Vietnam heroes. It is truly an honor to read the names of the African Americans who were awarded the Medal of Honor for their heroic service in Vietnam. And if you're able, I'd invite you to stand while I pay respect to these great American heroes as I read their names. Serving in the U.S. Army, Sergeant First Class Webster Anderson, Sergeant First Class Eugene Ashley, killed in action, Sergeant First Class William M. Bryany, killed in action, Spec 6 Lawrence Joel, Spec 5 Dwight H. Johnson, PFC Garfield M. Langhorn, killed in action, Sergeant Matthew Leonard, killed in action, Sergeant Donald R. Long, killed in action, Staff Sergeant Melvin Morris, PFC Melvin L. Olive III, killed in action. Captain Riley Pitts, killed in action. Lieutenant Colonel Charles C. Rogers, First Lieutenant Robert L. Sargent, killed in action. Spec 5 Clarence E. Sasser, Staff Sergeant Clifford C. Sims, killed in action. First Lieutenant John E. Warren, Jr., killed in action. And while serving in the Marine Corps, PFC James Anderson, Jr., was killed in action. PFC Oscar P. Austin, killed in action. Gunnery Sergeant John L. Canley, Sergeant Rodney M. Davis, killed in action. PFC Robert H. Jenkins, Jr., killed in action. PFC Ralph H. Johnson, killed in action. Thank you for helping me pay honor to these true American heroes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Representative Landon, for that tribute. Democrats will caucus immediately following this morning's business upstairs in room 305. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Wednesday, February 19th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing no further business, you have all heard the motion. The gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.